This is Indian Noir, now a featured podcast on the CastBox podcast app. Subscribe to Indian Noir on CastBox and all major podcasting platforms. You're listening to His Night Begins, Season 1, Episode 14. Rancher said was down at the basement to inspect the new batch of girls. He was in his early 50s, but a full head of carefully dyed hair made him look younger. He had the serene face of a spiritually satisfied yogi. Sait was not fond of his rather wide nostrils and thick eyebrows. He was a short man with robust features, and he walked with a slight limp on account of his left leg being shorter than the right. He wore no jewelry or watch, which was unusual for a person of his stature in his community. Three men with machetes hanging by their belts herded the girls into a corner. The hapless, weeping creatures looked emaciated.
"It will take a lot of food and cosmetics to get you in shape," Rancher said in disgust, as he fixed his white silk shirt and dhoti.
He spat the paan he was chewing into a brass vessel his personal assistant Hadi was carrying.
"Put that on the ground and start taking pictures for the database," he barked at Hadi.
Hadi was in his late 30s, and he wore a white shirt and pants with a garish red belt that barely contained his bulging belly. He had severe acne scarring on his face, and was always self-conscious of how he looked. He placed the brass vessel on the ground, and picked the camera slung over his shoulders and walked towards the girls. Hadi adjusted his glasses.
"Move in front of the screen, one at a time, please,"
he said, pointing to a white canvas background attached to one of the walls. He switched on two lights suspended from the ceiling. Each girl moved in front of the backdrop, and Hadi snapped a picture. They were then asked to rejoin the group.
"Smile,"
Hadi said every time he clicked.
"What are you doing? Taking their wedding shots? Most of our customers are sick fucks. They want to see these girls just as they are, miserable and beaten up," Rancher said.
Rancher said laughed along with his three goons. Hadi grinned. That is all he could do. He felt sorry for the girls, but Seji didn't pay him to have a bleeding heart. The next girl who stood in front of the canvas refused to smile.
"Smile, smile,"
Hadi repeated. She broke down and sat on the floor crying.
Get up, darling," Hadi said.
He stepped forward to give her a hand, but Rancher said pulled him back.
"You stupid whore,"
Rancher said as he kicked the girl on her chest. She fell back with a big scream. The other girls joined in and started wailing.
"Give it to me,"
Rancher said, extending his arm towards one of the goons. They passed him a machete. Rancher said pulled the girl's left hand and placed the machete on it.
"If you waste my time, I will chop you to bits and leave you in this basement to rot. Do as you are told."
The girl begged for her life.
"Get up, you swine."
He pulled her arm and stood her up.
"Take her picture," he said to Hadi.
Hadi complied with displeasure. The girl forced a smile, tears streaming down her face, her eyes filled with terror. Another girl moved in front of the screen, ready for her shot. She looked underage and wore a blue top and skirt, which was torn in places. Her hair was tied in a ponytail. She shielded her almond-shaped eyes from the bright light.
"What is your name?"
Rancher said asked. She did not say anything.
"Tell him your name, darling," Hadi encouraged her.
Gulab.
"Nice name," Rancher said. "Hadi, come here."
When Hadi came closer, Rancher put his hand on Hadi's shoulder and said in a low tone,
"Email the photo of this one to Kali Saab. I have a feeling he will like it."
Hadi smiled and shook his head. Hadi's phone rang. He answered it. Rancher did not like the look on Hadi's face a minute into the call. Hadi hung up and wiped off the beads of sweat that had formed on his forehead.
"What happened?"
"Sissy and hubby died in a fire."
"Oh, what a shame. Any foul play?"
"All the oils they had in their business. The police aren't calling it suspicious,"
They were good. But I used to tell them to move from that dump, not surprised that it caught fire.
Hadi kept nodding, as if the very movement of his head could conjure the dead souls back to life.
Did they find any evidence linking them to us?
It was a bad fire. They barely managed to find parts of the charred bodies.
All's well, then.